we aren't blind too, are we? In today's gospel reading from John, we start to pull together pieces of what we've seen in recent weeks. This story breaks down into three basic parts: a healing sign, a healed man's testimony, and the revealing of the blindness of the Pharisees. It starts with the penultimate sign in John of visible proof that Jesus was truly the Son of Man. We are given some critical pieces of information right from the beginning. The subject of whether or not the man or his parents caused his blindness is resolved right away by Jesus, making clear that sin wasn't the basis of his blindness. Instead, the blindness was a vehicle that allowed God's works to be revealed in the act of healing. The timing was important because the healing had to happen on Jesus' watch, while he was still among us as the light of the world, and others bear witness to the event so that the impact is not hidden. In the testimony of the healed man, we layer on more points to consider. The fact that Jesus healed the man on the Sabbath brought cause for the Pharisees to declare Jesus could not be from God because he violated rabbinic traditions. But unlike other examples where the Pharisees were united against Jesus, this time we're told there was some division in the ranks. Some said Jesus was not from God, but others challenged that point, asking, how could someone with sin have performed such a miracle? The repeated efforts to get the real story show that they were struggling. They were struggling with the fact of what took place and how it didn't fit within their views of how the world works. These views were strong and at times oppressive, as we see in the fact that the healed man's parents refused to even hint that they acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah. To do so would mean being outcast from society. And despite such powerful evidence that Jesus was indeed delivering the will of God, the Pharisees doubled down on their conviction that Moses was the one to be followed and that no one else should even be considered. After the healed man was thrown out and Jesus found him, the whole purpose is finally summed up cleanly. Jesus takes the Pharisees to task for leading Israel down the wrong spiritual path. They are unable to properly lead others because they themselves remain blind to the truth. Sometimes it's amazing to think that over two millennia ago, views could be so blind to the truth that Jesus was teaching. And today we can still have that same blindness all around us. Sometimes we are the ones afflicted with blindness to the truth. Let's start with just the ability to see God's glory and presence in our world. Here we had a man who could not see, who suddenly was given the gift of sight. And yet, instead of focusing on that gift, those around him focused on everything from who he was to how the healing happened. Why couldn't they just be happy that he had his sight back? We do the same thing today, don't we? We have the gift to freely gather and worship God as a community, but can still complain about the lack of heat in a sanctuary. We have the gift of another day to celebrate with people we love, and yet we will complain about something as small as a power outage or a broken cell phone. We have jobs that give us enough to feed and clothe our families, but still complain that we aren't paid enough and feel we need more money. If we really want to have our eyes wide open to God, we need to start just by sharing the good things that God has done in our lives. To delight in the beauty of a sunrise, to take pleasure in the love of our children, to celebrate the moment a musical performance takes our breath away, and to feel the embrace of someone we love at the end of a long day. How many questions were asked in this event to try to fit what people were witnessing into the comfort of knowing the world around them? They were so intent that someone born blind had to be born of sin and nothing more than a beggar. They were locked into the notion that if someone did any task on the Sabbath, even if it meant saving someone's life, they had to be sinful and not of God. We do the same thing at times, don't we? We see the drug addict and determine that they have chosen to destroy their own life. We're convinced that the person just released from prison must be evil at heart, cannot be trusted ever in life again. We put people in their boxes: black, white, Hispanic, gay, trans, teenage, single mother, immigrant, refugee, Republican, Democrat, young or old. Then how often do we try to listen to the facts that fit those boxes where we want them, while we discard the fact that paints a different picture than what we want? Even here, we can look around at times and say, this is a very small church and there are very few people here. Yet, just in the last month or so, we've had a 20 to 30% increase in attendance. Did you notice? Do we thank God for what he is doing in our midst in this place, in this time? Not likely enough. What's worse is that we then use the view of how the world works to ignore our neighbor rather than help them. We make the choice to ignore the afflicted to try to stay our own safe and secure world away. What do we do when we're approached by a beggar? How many times have we looked to walk to the other side of the street? There's a veteran who more often than not on a Sunday stands by the entrance to the Walmart in Brooklyn with a cardboard sign. I would venture that hundreds drive by him each week and don't even give him a glance. We have family members who have made the same bad choices over and over again, and we're worn down that by them, so much so that we've given up on finding new ways to help them. We've gotten into a fight with someone because their actions hurt us. And rather than reach out to help them and heal our relationships, we've let pride keep the walls up. So don't you see? Well, maybe we don't see. Maybe like the Pharisees, we've been walking around blindly. And the only path to healing starts with accepting Jesus' message and seeking discipleship in him. Luke 8:37 tells us, later a great many people from Gerasene countryside got together and asked Jesus to leave. Too much change, too fast, and they were scared. So Jesus got back in the boat and set off. The man whom he had delivered from the demons asked to go with him, but he sent him back saying, go home and tell everything God did in you. So he went back and preached all over town everything Jesus had done in him. We have to start by going out and appreciating what we do have from God by sharing it with others who are having a hard time seeing it. Sitting in comfort here with each other is not serving the mission we're given as Christians. We have a message of hope for those who have none. We have to go out there and share that message. The comfort of the status quo is disrupted by too much change, too fast, and creates fear. But Jesus repeatedly said, "Fear not." We must have the courage and conviction to open our eyes, no longer blind, and to share our witness to the world. We have to share that message in any context that presents itself. We need to be willing to stop and talk with the person with the cardboard sign, to find out their struggle and see how we might be able to help. We need to find that extra bit of strength when our family members have none to get them the help they need and to show them a way out. We need to spend time with those who are shut in to show them someone out there cares. And we need to be ready to give to wider and broader missions that will take our testimony of the blessings we have and spread it far and wide to others we might not even know. We need to notice what God is doing and give praise for it, all around us, all among us. I shared with some people last week that I have personally felt a very different spiritual energy in this place in recent weeks. It just feels different. It feels hopeful. It feels peaceful. It feels stronger somehow. That presence of God is with us and among us. The sweet sound of amazing grace endures forever. It saves you and I. It saves all who seek the healing power of Jesus. We can open our eyes and see clearly when we focus our gaze on the needs of our neighbors and work tirelessly to not only meet, but exceed them.